and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of December 10th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and festive Melissa Hansen.
I am. Am I supposed to be festive?
You're not feeling very Christmassy.
I got to get on that. We got, what, like 2 weeks. I better get on it quick.
Oy. So what has your week in entertainment looked like?
I actually caught up on TV a bunch this week because I've been traveling. So I caught up on, last couple, two, three episodes of a whole bunch of hour-long shows. The Good Wife, which is seriously, I think it's the best show on TV. It just keeps getting better. You know, now that they're ending the stupid-ass Kalinda storyline, hopefully, they'll get back to it. They tried to do something, like, big and whatever with her, and it just totally bombed, like, with her husband and this whole thing. It's just the stupidest, stupidest thing. So it looks like they're backing away from that, hopefully. So that will get better now. Parenthood, again, that is fabulous television.
Really?
Really great. Yeah. The cast is top-notch. The writing's top-notch. It's a show I shouldn't relate to at all. Like, it's a big family. It's about kids. It's about all this. It's nothing like my life, but I completely relate to it. Every week I relate to a different character, something they're going through. And they are giving Mae Whitman some beautiful stuff to work with.
She's very talented.
She is incredibly talented. She was Anne Veal on Arrested Development.
Yep.
And then she does like Tinkerbell voice or whatever.
She's
too.
The voice of the Tinkerbell series.
So, but she's a brilliant actress and just holds her own.
Yeah.
You know, with people that have been in the business for 50 years. But they're giving her some really emotional, beautiful stuff to do the past few episodes. Mm. And that's great to watch. I've been watching Elementary, which I still enjoy.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah, it's not great, but it's good. Pretty high quality stuff. And then what else? Oh, I watched Glee, which still pretty much is a total train wreck.
Oh, I have given up on that.
Oh yeah, I should. I don't know why. It's like a bad relationship. I can't let it completely go. It really is. Like, I was so in love with it and just don't like it at all, but I can't let it go. Yeah, it's just fairly horrid. I'm kind of liking Sarah Jessica Parker on it, but like, I don't know why she's on it. Like, what does this have to do with anything? It's ridiculous. They're bringing back the old characters for like these cameo almost.
Really?
And it makes no sense. And it's just, if you're going to move on, move on.
Well, you know,
you can't have it both ways.
This is typical of Ryan Murphy, right? We've seen this in all his other shows, that he has a great start and then the wheels come off and then they drag it through the finish line to whenever it ends.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, absolutely. And I'm just waiting to see how he trashes The New Normal, because that will actually make me cry.
Oh.
Because that, I think, is a really good show. Really well done. Okay. And again, great cast and everything.
There are people who love American Horror Story, and that's already been signed for a third season.
Right. Yeah, I know. How long is that going to take to fall apart?
Yeah.
That's what we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was kind of my week.
All right.
On TV. All right, sorry, guys. Not that exciting.
No. Well, I've been working like crazy, and during breaks, I've been trying to watch Christmas movies, just, you know, to decompress for a little bit. So I've been watching chapters of, like, It's a Wonderful Life, so I made it through, and, you know, it took me a week or something to watch certain segments of it, and then I would just pick up, and then I just did the same thing with The Miracle on 34th Street.
Classic?
Yes. The Edmund Quinn one. Okay.
Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah. I've been watching Nightmare Before Christmas this morning, and I have Catherine O'Hara on the brain because she did the voice of Sally.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much been my – and I have not been to the movies, and it doesn't look like there's a whole heck of a lot of people who are going to the movies these days either.
No, not at all. They're all waiting for all the big ones at Christmas, I think.
Yes.
Well, again, yeah, there's nothing huge coming out. Skyfall was number one.
Still.
This weekend, but $11 million.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then Rise of the Guardians was 10.5.
Okay.
Twilight is still hanging in there, 9.2. Mm. Lincoln, 9.1. So this is all really close.
Yeah.
In the top, there's no real clear winner. Life of Pi. You know, it's only 8.3, but it came in fifth. So
all right.
Good news, bad news on that one.
Still have to see it.
Yeah, and then Playing for Keeps. $6 million, that new Gerard Butler.
Yeah, and that was the only new movie that showed up in the top 10 this week.
Yeah.
Hitchcock, which opened, made $788,000.
Holy wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, no one's gone. No one's gone. We'll see. I mean, we will see that big pickup, I'm sure, with Hobbit and Les Mis and like all that.
Next week, Hobbit opens. It's the only movie of note that opens next week. It's going to own the box office. Although, all the early reviews are talking about how boring it is.
Well, when you stretch one thing out to three, I still don't get it. I'm not excited just because of that.
Well, let's face it.
If it was just one movie, I would be so peeing my pants to see it. Yeah. But I don't want to waste my time.
So we've gone through 9 hours of Lord of the Rings, right? We know this world incredibly well.
Yes.
Now he's tweaked it. And instead of, what, 24 frames per second, it's now 48, which gives it an entirely different look. And from what I've heard from people, they say that it takes your brain at least a good half an hour to adjust to this kind of hyper-realism because it's you're seeing so much more and your brain can't process it all.
I'm over it. I'm not excited at all for this.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not getting, the early reviews are not very flattering.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and they're stuck. They're stuck with three. It's not like you can...
Right. Oh, no, they've committed.
You can be like, never mind. Yeah. I mean, they're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. Well, if you are not going to the box office this week and you would
which
like to
obviously
know
you aren't.
Like to know what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray, you can head over to DVDverdict.com, click on the DVD releases tab. I know I'm sounding like Mac McIntyre, and I have not had any time to spend on this calendar, and because it's all manually driven these days, I apologize. I'm going to try and update some more so you can see what's coming the rest of this year. But here's what's coming up this week for December 11th. Seth MacFarlane's Ted, the talking teddy bear, the obnoxious, rude, crass teddy bear. Jeremy Renner in The Bourne Legacy, which we both appreciated, right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not great. The farther I get away from it, the less I like even remember it.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah. It's fine. Yeah. It's totally worth it. Like DVD rental, feel like action stuff.
Right. A good Friday, Saturday night movie.
Yeah.
Ice Age Continental Drift, which the kids will love. I took my nieces and nephew. They adored it. It's ridiculous. This has got to be the fifth or sixth Ice Age movie, and it's basically Pirates of the Caribbean in prehistoric times.
All right.
Because it's a monkey pirate and his crew on an iceberg, which is made into a pirate ship, and yeah.
Okay, then.
But it's got fart jokes and all sorts of stuff, and Wanda Sykes.
Oh, need a light.
Yep, exactly.
And the movies. Okay.
The HBO sitcom Girls, which I'm not familiar with, but I guess it's kind of the in-between.
Is it a sitcom?
It's a sitcom. It's a half-an-hour sitcom.
But is it seriously considered a sitcom? Well, Sex and the City was a half-an-hour. Would you call that? It's the new, slightly younger Sex and the City is what it is.
Yeah, I guess from what Gordon said, who reviewed it, it's between Gossip Girl and Sex and the City.
Right. So which Sex and the City, again, was a half-an-hour show, but it wasn't a sit. I don't know. Everything's gray areas now.
I guess.
With a lot of TV.
I guess. So that's available, and it's gotten gotten a lot of critical acclaim, so
yeah,
you might want to check that out. Survivor Cook Islands. I don't know why anyone would want to buy reality TV on DVD.
You rewatch? I mean, I kind of get watching it and waiting to see who's going to win or what big drama is going to happen, but why would you rewatch it?
I don't know. But it's available for those who, can't get their Survivor fix, I guess.
Okay.
One of Christopher Nolan's earliest films, Following, which I'm not familiar with, but it's available on Criterion this week on Blu-ray and DVD. Ooh. And with Christopher Nolan, you're always going to get something interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Beatty's hyper-stylized Dick Tracy is available on Blu-ray.
That one, right?
Wait. Yep.
Okay.
And then Disney's 1961 Babes in Toyland, starring Annette Funicello and Tommy Kirk. And if you want, a holiday movie that you probably haven't seen, it's cute. I mean, it's based on the old classic Mother Goose fairy tales, and it's very vintage Disney. Now, the one thing that's coming out this week that I just almost, my brain exploded when I saw it, Rod Serling's series In Search Of. It was hosted by Leonard Nimoy. The complete series.
Ooh, how big is that?
It's $175 in a massive box.
Wow.
And it's from a distributor that I'm not familiar with. It's called Visual Entertainment.
Okay, well, good for them.
But this show has not been seen in any way, shape, or form in a very long time. But this was something I grew up on because every week, it was on PBS, they'd show it on PBS, and it was Leonard Nimoy hosting, and they'd go after Bigfoot and aliens. And,
that's kind of fun.
It was kind of the precursor to The X-Files, but done in documentary form.
Okay.
I'd love to go back and revisit some of that. It probably doesn't hold up as well as my memory, you know.
They never do.
No. Moving over to Netflix, some big stuff. Steven Spielberg's Adventures of Tintin, which was last year's holiday movie, is available on Netflix. Now, here's the big thing. Disney and Netflix just signed a deal.
Yes.
A big deal that's going to give their catalog and new stuff exclusively to Netflix. So here's what's available right now because of that deal. Nightmare Before Christmas, Pocahontas, Pocahontas 2, Alice in Wonderland, Dumbo, Aristocats, Fox and the Hound, Great Mouse Detective, James and the Giant Peach, The Muppet Movie, Rescuers Down Under, The Tigger Movie, all three of the, I should say, the first three Tinkerbell movies, not the latest one.
Okay.
And One Magic Christmas. So, if you have Netflix, you have kids, you now have a wealth of Disney stuff.
I was going to say, you are set for Christmas break, baby. Just put them in front of the TV and...
They can watch it as much as they want. Yep. a movie that we talked about because I saw it in the theater, and I know it's something you wanted to see, Mike Birbiglia's Sleepwalk With Me.
Yes.
The NPR This American Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I will be watching that sometime soon.
Always Funny and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. See, my brain's not working right now. It's not enough sleep. The complete series, or up to this point, I know they're still producing new stuff, so that's all available. Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein's Portlandia. And then Classic Doctor Who. They're calling it Classic Doctor Who because they're breaking down story arcs. So there's 18 vintage story arcs from the original series.
Okay.
Some of which have been available on Netflix before, but some are new. So you might want to go and check that out and just search for Classic Doctor Who. Over at Hulu, we've got a slew of lesser-known movies from familiar faces, like Kevin Bacon in The Woodsman, which is the story of a child molester who moves home after being in prison for 12 years.
Yeah, I remember that one. I didn't see it, but...
Right. It's just stuff like Jason Ritter in The Perfect Age of Rock and Roll.
I don't know that one.
James Franco and Sienna Miller in Camille. Ewan McGregor in Rogue Trader. It's just stuff that you're like, oh, look, I know that I don't know that movie at all.
Yeah.
I don't know that person. So, and then there's Return of the Killer Tomatoes.
Well, of course there is.
So for your holiday viewing.
How could there not be? Please.
Yeah. And I just got an Amazon Prime account, and I have to say that I'm loving what's available on Amazon Prime.
Really? I have had one,
yeah.
And I was really, really disappointed when I started. Maybe I need to go back and check out new stuff.
I don't know. They have all of the Star Trek stuff on there, like all of the movies. And I've been working and kind of playing stuff in the background. They do have modern television. You know, the most recent television stuff is on there. Now, it bounces because sometimes you'll come across something like I wanted to watch. I forget what it was. I wanted to pull something up, and it was only... Oh, maybe it was one of the Rankin-Bass specials, and it wasn't available, but you could rent it for, like, $2.99.
Right. That's the thing with Amazon Prime, looking up stuff. It's only certain things. It's not everything they have.
Right. But there
is certain things you get, quote, free with it.
Yeah.
And everything I wanted to watch, I still had to pay for.
Okay. So that's, you know, that's the experiment. I'm doing the free 30-day trial.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I've got for media. I'm going to throw it over to you for television.
All right. Well, we are getting into specials season. So Monday night, Michael Bublé, Home for the Holidays, is on NBC. And then at Fox, we have American Country Awards.
What is that?
The ACAs. I don't know. There's so damn many. I don't even know. It's not the American Music Country something. It's I don't know what it is. Anyway, there's some country singers singing on Fox.
The People's tonight. Republic of Judea. No, we're the Judean People's Front. No.
So, and then Friday, a very cool Christmas special on IFC, Winter in Portlandia.
Ah, nice.
So a special from them. And then Saturday, there's a new series starting on Oprah's network.
Yeah.
Six Little McGees. Now, if you miss the Goslings.
Oh, jeez.
Like, it's six, so sextuplet. Thing.
Okay.
Whatever. Are we not done with this?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
You've got to fill up the programming. 24 hours worth of space.
Yeah, that's true. So Sunday on Showtime is the Homeland season finale. Mm. And a lot of people are going to be watching that. And then on VH1, it's the VH1 Divas. big concert special. You know, Kelly Clarkson's part of it this year. And then on CBS, it's the end of Survivor. So we'll see if Blair made it to the end.
You're actually watching it?
No.
Oh.
Blair, Lisa Welchel from Facts of Life is on this.
Shut up.
No, you didn't catch this?
No.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but she's all over the ads.
So is this like old TV people that are on this?
No, she's on it, but she's doing okay. So anyhow. So, yeah, all you Survivor people, before you go buy the DVD, you can watch the end of this season of it. And in music this week, I had talked about Green Day's. They were releasing three albums, pretty much in a row. Uno, dos, tres.
Oh, yeah.
So the third one's out on that. And then Bruno Mars, his latest is going to be the big release this week. It's called Unorthodox Jukebox.
Oh, nice.
And then, man, it is soundtrack week.
Oh.
The Music of Nashville, the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And that's out. And then Glee, their Christmas album, Volume 3, is out. Mm-hmm. And this week is the big Glee Christmas episode.
Okay.
But then also The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, which is Howard Shore.
Yep.
Doing that. And then Les Mis highlights from the motion picture soundtrack.
Oh, now why would they do highlights and not the whole thing?
Well, they will do the whole thing.
Okay.
But... it's
now
just highlights now. But also what's coming out, fans of Les Mis, they're re-releasing the original 85 London cast recording.
Oh, cool.
So that's available if you want to, you know, check out kind of the classic.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say the 10th anniversary special they did at Royal Albert Hall
mm-hmm.
is probably my favorite cast recording because it was like the all-star cast.
Right. Right. Yeah, the best from every production.
Yeah.
Yeah. So books this week. Okay, you want to say his name so I don't have to?
James Patterson.
Yes. Along with Chris Grabenstein and Laura Park, who's the illustrator. It's a kid's book.
Oh.
It's called I, Funny, A Middle School Story. It's a new series he's doing.
He's branching out. He's going to take over the entire literary world. He'll be doing cookbooks and...
Yeah, who knows what's next for him.
Yeah, he'll be a biographer.
So anyhow... but talking about actual good literature, Ernest Hemingway on Fishing. It's a collection of essays and stuff he's done about fishing because that was like one of his passions, you know, besides hot women. It was fishing. And this has been released before, but it's a new version of it coming out.
Okay.
And Nora Roberts, she's a huge writer. All of her stuff is coming out digitally.
Oh.
So it's not new books from her. But it's all the good old, you know, paper and ink stuff. You can now just read on your whatever you got.
Kindle, your Nook.
Whichever one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a couple TV-related things this week. Doctor Who Doctionary.
Oh.
So it's like a dictionary for Doctor Who.
Okay.
And then Buffy, The Making of a Slayer. It's by Nancy Holder, who's written a whole bunch of stuff. It's the 15th anniversary of Buffy.
Wow. 15.
Which is... but it was scary.
Yeah.
But it's an authorized retrospective, and there's all kinds of illustrations, and there's all kinds of little extra stuff in it. So, good gift for Buffy fans out there. And in theater this week, Jake Gyllenhaal fans are getting a present early from him.
Not Taylor Swift is what you're saying.
No, not Taylor Swift. You know, people who don't write songs about him. Wouldn't want to go see him again. He was in Nick Payne's comic drama, If There Is, I haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
And it ended, but they're bringing it back for a 2-week engagement.
Oh.
It's at the Laura Pels Theater, and it just started this weekend, and it's running through December 23rd.
Cool.
So if you're in New York, Jake Gyllenhaal, you get another chance to see him live and in person.
All right.
Ooh. So... all right, what's happening in Hollywood?
All right, well, as always...
running the asylum with this week.
I know, but we always seem to start off with some terrible, terrible news.
Okay, yeah.
So this 43-year-old Long Beach resident and Latin American music superstar who I've never heard of before...
a lot of people have.
Jenny Rivera. Mm-hmm. She was flying back from a concert in Mexico, back to Southern California in the middle of the night, and I guess their Learjet went off the radar... and disappeared, and they sent people out to try and find it, and I guess the plane was so badly damaged in the wreckage they can't even identify the bodies at this point.
Oh, that is he's sick.
So, honestly, this woman I have never heard of before. She has a reality series. She's working on a sitcom. She's like this mega superstar.
Right. She was just hitting even bigger. I mean, she's very big in the Latin music scene. But she was expanding with her sitcom she was working on. So, yeah, it's very, very tragic.
I guess her life has been full of escándalo. You know, it's just been her ex-husband and she's got family members that are crazy and she leaves behind four kids and it's just...
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, it's so sad. Yep. Crazy. And then here's another story. So Princess Kate, well, I shouldn't say princess. She's what, the Duchess of Cambridge or something. Yeah. They announced her pregnancy this past week, and she was in the hospital for, I don't know if it was some complications or she was getting checked out or something.
It was like, I forgot the medical term, really bad morning sickness.
Okay. But there was an Australian radio team that pulled one of those wacky DJ stunts. Like they called up the hospital to say they were members of the royal family and they were trying to get an update on her condition.
Yeah, they like pretended to be the Queen and Prince Charles.
Oh, jeez.
And some nurse like bought it and like put them through.
Yeah, and then she turned around and committed suicide.
Right, because this came out and because she did screw up.
Yeah.
By giving medical information to, but it's so tragic.
I know, and now these two wacky idiots have to live with the fact that because of what they did, and of course they're under suspension right now.
Well, they removed themselves, I believe.
Oh, did they?
This is the story. Okay. They went off there. Right. And they did an interview and were visibly very upset.
Yeah.
And of course they didn't mean for this to happen, but then again, you know, when you're dicking around doing pranks on people, you don't get to pick the outcome of it.
Right. All right. On to a little bit more happy and inconsequential
news. Tragedy.
Yeah. So the Star Trek Into Darkness teaser trailer was released this week. And of course, the interwebs blew up because they still don't, they have not confirmed or denied.
When did you start calling it the interwebs?
I don't know. It's just one of those wacky phrases that people use.
I know, but when did this start? Because like everybody else does it but me. I still call it the internet. But like, when did this start and who started it and who can I bitch slap about it? Okay, go on. Sorry.
So we don't know. We know there's a villain, and we know it's, he's played by Benedict Cumberbatch, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
So excited.
But we don't know who this character is, and they're being very coy about this, and they love the fact that all these Star Trek fans are going bananas trying to figure out, is it Khan, you know, the Ricardo Montalban character.
That was the rumor, like, right from the get-go, that they were going to bring Khan.
Right. Last week, we talked about the fact that the way the plot synopsis played out, I assumed it was Gary Mitchell, who was from the pilot episode that William Shatner was introduced in.
Yeah.
Now, there's other rumors going around that it's Spock's half-brother, who is the character that they wrote for Sean Connery for Star Trek V, and he never took advantage of it. He didn't want to be part of the movie. So there's all this stuff. And of course, what J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof and those guys are saying is, you know what? You're just going to have to wait and see for yourself. Because they're playing with timelines. This isn't classic Star Trek. They've taken the premise and they've twisted it and they're playing with it off in its own universe. So I think they love having everybody on a hook and just dangling around to see what's going to happen.
Of course. And they can. And we're going to dangle.
Yep.
So
this coming week, there's a 9-minute preview of it in IMAX playing before The Hobbit, so we may get some answers then.
You know, and everybody stole my line that they're just going to go watch The Hobbit for that.
Yes.
And, like,
yes.
Like, I've seen that like a million times on the internet now.
See, you're just a trailblazer.
I am. I am. All the fanboys are following
me. That's right. I know. Kevin Smith, who I guess his final film was going to be this hockey movie. And the hockey movie has now turned into an HBO miniseries.
Yeah.
So he's decided he's going to do one more film before he retires from directing because he's now got his podcast empire and all this other stuff he's doing. So that final film is going to be Clerks 3.
All righty.
And I know at one point you were talking about that they were thinking about developing it for a stage play for Broadway.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be a film. They still have to get Jeff Anderson to sign on. He has not agreed to it yet.
Oh, he will, please. Who else is paying him?
I know.
Says Kevin. Come on.
So look for that to be Kevin's last. And, you know, I always hate when people say, I'm retiring, and then they come back and do other things. So
yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what he actually ends up doing.
Speaking of sequels, Disney is developing a sequel to Alice in Wonderland. And Tim Burton's longtime producing partner and screenwriter Linda Wolverton is writing the script. I don't know if that story really needs a sequel. I know it made a boatload of money.
Yeah, with the Burton one, I mean, you can. I mean, her out, because she was going out to explore the world.
That's true.
Taking over her father's business.
That's true.
So it doesn't have to be the same character, you know, Mad Hatter and Cheshire Cat and stuff.
That's true.
It can be her. It can be more of a pirates kind of movie.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what they have in store.
Exploring the Far East and whatever. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to go with this that just be a redo.
Yeah, and Mia is beautiful, and she's wonderful to watch. She's got a lot of talent, so... Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I'm intrigued. What they'll actually do with this.
Okay. Remember the Pretender-like series I was telling you that TNT was developing for Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Well, he's quit, but they've hired Sean Bean to replace him.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, my.
So there's that. Stephen Baldwin is being prosecuted by the state of New York for felony tax evasion. I guess he owes more than $350,000.
All right, then.
And since the state of New York is broke, they're going after anybody they can to get money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two other things from the What the Fuck file. Singer James Taylor claims that he was offered the lead role on Steven Spielberg's Lincoln because of his resemblance to the former president.
Okay.
So let's see. Daniel Day-Lewis or James Taylor?
Love James Taylor, but has he really done acting?
No.
Okay. Anyhow.
All right. And then just on one other note, we want to extend our best wishes to our film critic colleague, Roger Ebert, who, in addition to all of his health problems that he's been dealing with and overcoming over the past 5, 6, 7 years, he has fallen and broken his hip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is never a good sign, especially someone who's not in great health anyways.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, best wishes to him.
Yeah, any good vibes you want to send out that way, please do. All right, that's all I've got.
Okay, well, remember I threw in an extra Kardashian story next week? Well, I'm sure you blacked it out. Never mind, you're not going to remember.
In one year,
I talked about Rob and Rita Ora.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, whatever, he was accusing her of cheating on Twitter and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so ready?
Right.
Okay, this is totally not safe for work, everyone. But So he said, like, tweeted that she had cheated on him with, like, 20 other guys. So she went and, like, said, quote, this is a quote, Rob's dick is a whack. I had to go get it somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
Ready? So then he replied, so you let me get you pregnant and you let others hit raw? Holy.
What? Okay.
Shit.
See, now this is the thing.
I'm just deleting this and stuff.
Social media should not be used by idiots who are going to put their entire personal life out there in raw, uncensored form.
Yeah, yeah. So he went on, just one more bit. I just don't get how a woman can do that to her body, and your career hasn't even launched yet. I don't put up with sloppiness.
Oh, my God. What in God's name is going on?
This stuff. I mean, I can see, like, getting drunk and, like, saying something like this to totally nasty to, like, your friends or something. But again, yes, to tweet this so everyone can see this.
Right. We're talking millions of people.
Right. And so just the fact then, but he also said he got her pregnant. Like, this is a bombshell.
You know, and what Kanye West used to do this, he used to drunk tweet all the time and say the stupidest things. And Courtney Love did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. People need to go to school or something to build some type of filter to stop this kind of stuff from happening. But
yeah, you got to watch it. Because again, once it's out there, even if you go back and delete it, like,
take
it
is back.
Out there.
Yep.
You're done. There's no, there's no taking anything back ever again.
Nope. You say something in the heat of the moment, it's there for posterity.
You know what's so sad too? Mm. Like, I liked Rob Kardashian. I thought he was like a decent guy. Like a decent person. I even, like, after the whole dancing thing, like, I'm like, oh my God, he's like this really nice, cool guy. I, like, totally got a crush on Rob Kardashian. Well, you know, I should thank him because that's completely over now.
Well, see, and I think that whole family, genetically, there's something wrong there. First of all, why would you even put your entire life on television in the first place?
Yeah. It's not genetically. It's the raising, and it's in this again, world that we've created. That's where we true. Pay people to do shit like this.
I know. For ratings.
We have made them multimillionaires for being like this.
Yeah. Yeah, for being nothing other than the idiots that they are.
Yeah. Ugh. All right.
Okay. Well, and on that happy note, we will wrap up this week. We thank you for turning in and putting up with our craziness. We will be back next week as we move even closer to the Christmas holidays. And to those of you who are celebrating Hanukkah right now, happy Hanukkah. Until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
I need fuel. Just the kind you give me. Makes me feel so bad. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.